Now we are on, I'm told.
Joaz is here. I'm afraid to hit the button.
You got to be kidding.
Oh, there we go.
Are we on there? I'm not hearing anything.
All right. That was all planned, by the way.
It's... Oh, they're hearing Jim but not Dean. How does that happen?
That's for a payoff. That's the $100 that I paid before we started.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
And now I can hear me. Are we all on the air now?
I think so. I'm here.
Let's have a quick little check-in to make sure all the mics work. Ladies and gentlemen, to your right, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Woo! Hey!
To his right, Mr. Andy Mazur.
Hi, everybody.
To his right, Elton Jim Toronto.
Hey!
Festive brooch? No festive brooch.
Well, it's a festive pin, but we'll get into that later.
All right. Good to know. Jim is wearing his Santa outfit.
I didn't even know you were doing this today. I just happened to drive by to get a tree. I dress like this from November 1st on.
You know what? That sounds like it would be a joke, but he really does dress like this that long and hard. And I am your charming host, Dean Riches.
He's got his festive I voted pin on.
I wore my, look at this. I voted by mail, and I decided to wear my festive I voted sticker. You know, I live in Cook County. And I just want to say to Cook County, your adhesive sucks. It's a very nice sticker, but it's fallen off like four times. So
that's why I tape mine on.
You taped yours.
Yours become part of your jacket. That's what it is.
Yeah, yours is embedded in.
That's why mine is organism. Taped on.
This is our pre-election holiday spectacular.
Pre-Veterans Day.
Pre-Veterans Day, pre-Thanksgiving.
Post-Halloween.
Actually, nothing is going on right now, but we're here. And beautiful tree-time Christmas creations.
Yeah.
Lake Barrington. Wow. More beautiful than ever, it seems to me, this year. Beautiful. And as always, a long line of people waiting to get in when we arrived this morning.
I thought Taylor Swift was coming.
Never know. Never know what we have planned. So we've got a big show planned. Did you all have a easy time getting in? Yeah, good time? All right. Packed crowd. But come on out. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock today with the live entertainment. We've got all kinds of food we're going to be serving. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some games. So all of that will be between now and 1 o'clock today. So let's look forward to that. Schwani, how about you coming out here today?
Oh, it was...
It was great.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. I got a little clogged up on the Kennedy.
Yep.
Just a rather minor construction thing going on between Nagel and Harlem. But other than that, smooth sailing.
Yep. Yeah. Andy, how about you?
No troubles whatsoever for the first part of my three-part day.
Yeah, he's got...
Andy is the marathon man.
Andy is the marathon man today.
Yeah, it'll be...
You'll be here with us only until...
About 11:30.
11:30 this morning, and then you have to go back downtown?
I got to fight the traffic on the Kennedy to go back downtown. We have Happen OB starting at 2, and then the Bears will kick off at 3, and then we're going to come back on after the Blackhawks game tonight at about 10:30 to do the postgame show.
Wow.
So we'll have a lot of people. If they lose, you get a lot of time to really let it fester and then give us a call. And if they win, you know, celebrate for a little while and then give us a call.
Oh, as if they could lose, like, in the last seconds of a game.
No, that would never happen.
That could never happen.
Last nanosecond of the game.
Yeah, that could never happen. And Elton Jim Toronto here with us, a tree-time tradition.
9 years.
Yeah, is it 9 years?
9 years.
Yeah.
I think you started 9 years. I think it was 2015 was the first year.
The first show that we did out here?
Yeah.
They've been getting better every year, haven't they?
Ask them.
Yeah, of course they have. So we've got special guests here.
You mean my three wise men?
Well, Jim brought his three wise men that have actually been to the Holy Land.
They have been to the Church of the Nativity in Israel.
Right.
It took them 2,000 years, but they went back.
Right. And now they're here in Lake Barrington. It's quite a sojourn that these three wise men
have.
They
can make their way back to my house now.
There you go. We've got some special guests with us this morning. First of all, we've got live performers from theaters around the Chicago area who will be performing for us throughout the morning, so that's going to be some fun. But as we promised you, our house band on the show today is none other than Eddie Carosa Jr.
Hey!
And his boys from Illinois. Guys.
Thank you, Dean.
How are you, Eddie?
Excellent. It's kind of early for me to be up, though.
Yeah, well, musicians, you probably just stayed up from the night before, right?
I got home about a half hour ago, so yeah. We're all good.
Yeah. Give us just a little quick something here.
It's the Christmas season, like any other reason. We could dance the Christmas polka. Sleigh bells are ringing, everybody's singing. We're dancing the Christmas polka.
Very nice. Very nice. You know what? I don't need it right now, but at some point during the show, I would love a little Who Stole the Kishka.
Don't we all? Got you covered.
Okay. Do you have a favorite polka song? Beer Barrel Polka?
Well, that's a good one. Roll Out the Barrel.
Roll Out the Barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Who Stole the Kishka?
I didn't even know that was a song.
That's oh my. All right. Eddie?
Eddie?
Give me a little Who Stole the Kishka.
A little Kishka.
All right, let's steal that Kishka.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka?
Yash, you stole the Kishka. Yash, you stole the Kishka. Who stole the Kishka? All right. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Yash, you stole the Kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey!
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you call a cop? Round and firm and fully packed, it was laying on the sack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back. Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Well, won't you bring it back?
Hey, hey, all right. That's my favorite polka song. You know why we love Eddie and the band and the boys from Illinois? Because they're fantastic. But there is no happier music, is there, than polka music?
Honest, it really is. It's been around forever, and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
It makes you smile.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to, we'll have Eddie performing for us throughout the morning. Also joining us again this year, the incredible Canterbury Carolers.
Hey!
So I'll leave it to you guys what you want to start off with today, unless you know who stole the Kishka.
We were singing along.
Were you? Okay. What do you got for us just for a little starter taste here?
The Wassail Song.
Oh, the Wassail Song. The Wassail Song.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. We have got a little purse of stretching leather skin. We want a little money to line it well within. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Good master and good mistress, while you're sitting by the fire, pray think of us poor children who wander in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
All right. Very nice. Very, very nice.
And did you notice that they are all wearing festive pins this year?
They are. It's their tribute to Jim Toronto.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's the year of Jim Toronto. We all want to be more like you.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Holy smokes. God help us. Back with us again this year. Actually, he's here a little early than usual. Santa Claus is here. Santa, come on up here. Here. Uh-oh. Oh, Santa.
He comes bearing gifts.
Santa brought gifts for us here. What do you have there, Santa? Hang on.
I know you were talking. We're only 3 days from Halloween.
Right.
And you were talking the week before Halloween about that great old candy that used to have.
Penny candy, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so I have a special one for you, Dean.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, you know, I went to the candy kitchens at the North Pole. They don't make this kind of stuff. So we have...
He's got the candy buttons, oh, which are...
Where you end up eating the paper on it?
Yeah, it's the paper strip with the little candy on it.
And then we have your wax lips, and...
I thought you were wearing those, Dean. No?
And then, but he did get you a chocolate Santa, but the candy cigarettes, too. Everybody was looking for that.
Chocolate Santa. That seems a little weird to eat a chocolate Santa in front of Santa.
There you go. Just pass one. These
if I bite his head off, that'll be pretty weird. Look at this, everybody. The candy cigarettes.
Oh.
The rest of you guys get the... Because the North Pole doesn't make this stuff. I had to go to Candy Quest in Dundee to get the wax lips.
Santa getting the plug-in. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there on the 21st of December, too. There you go. And but you get the wax bottles here because they only had one on the wax lips, so I gave that to the main guy here.
So this is going to be strictly for our audience here at Tree Time. I'm sorry that
Dean with the get your cameras out, folks.
Yeah.
Get the cameras out. This is
get
one
your
for
the cameras out. I'm going to put the wax.
This is one for the ages right here.
Oh, yeah, that's not too scary.
I forgot what a good feeling that is on your teeth.
Oh,
also.
I bet it is.
After you get the...
If you only had a gown.
Do you want to try it after I've had it in my mouth?
I'm not even
going
to tell
you. We have some kind of influenza going on this show right now anyway, so...
Oh, that's nice.
Shawnee and Andy both are...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Santa.
Yay, Santa.
Let's hear it for Santa.
And where are you going to be again, Santa?
Santa's doing personal appearances now.
Yes. One day a year isn't enough.
Oh, you know who I forgot to introduce? Oh. The man who makes this show work every week.
Thank you.
And keeps things happening every week. Jack Hammer.
Hey!
Producer Jack Hammer is here. Yeah. Got anything? No, he has nothing. Jack usually doesn't pay even wake up till 9:30 during the show anyway. Because what we do on the show between 9 and 9:30...
It's filler.
Jack doesn't understand anything that we're talking about on the show. Somebody slipped me a note and a little package. Dear Dean, Dave, and crew... So I guess you, Andy...
I'm crew's Dave.
Crew...
Who's Dave?
What do you mean?
Did they mean Shawnee?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I hear
is
Dave.
Is that how you prefer to be known now, Cher?
I just hear Dave less and less.
He gets confused.
Days,
so.
Yeah. Wow. Do people call you Shawnee, like, in personal life now, too?
Oh, yeah. They have since fifth grade.
Oh.
And they did it with my father. They did it with his cousin. It's a
family thing.
It's a family thing.
It's a Shawnee thing. Mm-hmm. Dear Dave, Dean, and crew, thought you might enjoy a little something from my local candy shop. Thank you for the years of laughs and companionships. Sue Paul from some fantastic chocolates from Dan's homemade candies.
Thank you.
In Joliet.
Thank you.
Nice. That's very nice.
They're turkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little chocolate.
Yeah.
In molds on the lollipop sticks. Very nice. All right, so we're going to break for the news in a minute and get our first performers who are from the Marriott Lincolnshire's production of White Christmas. What?
No Far Flung?
Hang on a second. Just keep your shirt on.
Please.
We're in just a minute, we're going to have the news, and then we're going to have our first performers from the Marriott Lincolnshire's production of White Christmas. But first, if you had just waited a second, kept your yap shut and waited a minute, it's time for our far-flung forecast. Do we have our official far-flung forecast music?
We certainly do. Well, where's the? No, I don't hear the. I don't hear the theme music there.
That's okay.
Well, just
let's do it. Let's do it this way. Once again, it's everybody. It's time for our far-flung forecast. Yay! And here is Dave.
There it is. Okay. Thank you very much, Uncle Dean. Good morning, everyone. Delightful to see some familiar faces here again and some new faces. Great to have you here. So, as we always say, get out your compasses, protractors, and newfangled devices.
Did anyone bring a compass, protractor, or newfangled
device? We all have our newfangled devices, though, don't we?
There you go. Yeah.
Because today we go to Clifton, Ohio. Or
Clifton,
do you say Ohio? Some people in southern Ohio say Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. So Clifton is rather south in Ohio. So we go to Clifton, Ohio. Population 131. Yeah, right. Big metropolis there. Goes back almost 200 years now to the 1820s. But we bring up Clifton, Ohio today because they have one of the few remaining water-powered mills that grind grain to make flour and so forth. It's
so
still
many
in
people
existence.
Have asked me about that this week. Could we please talk about?
It's a grist mill.
People have said, please, you don't talk about grist mills enough.
So, well,
on the show.
Well, we're fulfilling their request here. It's they have a real working grist mill that's been there for a couple hundred years. It's now a big attraction for the town, and every year they have, this time of year, what's called the Legendary Lights of Historic Clifton Mill. 4 million. 4 million
wow.
lights are decorated around the mill itself, along the riverbank, and the buildings surrounding it, the trees. Andy and I are looking at a picture of
it
right now.
Well, it's nice for you and Andy. What about the rest of us?
Well, you can come around here and look at it. Oh, I see you voted.
Wow. Clifton. You know what? On a side note here, I disparaged the Cook County earlier because the sticker wasn't sticking to my jacket.
Yes.
And it turns out it was my jacket, not the sticker. I moved it to my sweater, and it's staying on.
But now it's staying on.
But apparently it doesn't stick to polyester.
You'll hear from the Board of Elections about
it. It doesn't stick to
but Clifton Mill
my disco
will begin
jacket
there.
That I'm wearing.
Clifton Mill will begin their Legendary Lights Festival November 29th. It looks just beautiful, and they're having a nice day there. Mostly sunny, 48 now. They're going to have a high of 68 today.
Oh, that's very nice. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's hear it for Dave Schwann and the far-flung forecast. We'll update news when we come right back, and more from Tree Time in Lake Barrington in a moment.
We're back, everybody. Hello.
I came out into the audience. I'm on a microphone out in the audience right now. And I was talking to some people and saying hello. And I noticed one person was sleeping already.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
So turn up, put the mics louder.
Be very, very quiet. We don't want to wake that person. Nice to have. We got a lot of repeat people here.
Definitely.
Oh, I can't
go
near the speakers. Here, I can go this way. Let's meet some of the folks that are here. What's your name?
Margaret.
From?
Chicago, Bridgeport.
Oh, you came all the way from Bridgeport? Wow. Thank you. Very nice. What's your name?
Gary.
From?
Gary.
From Gary.
That's
from
fake. Now that's fake.
Gary from Gary.
That's fake.
And what's your name?
Janie.
From?
Tanani.
Gary as well.
You're from Gary.
Wow. She's from Tanani.
Yeah, very nice. What's your name? Laffy.
Michelle.
From?
Chicago.
From what part of Chicago?
Ukrainian Village. Grew up in Dundee, though.
Look at that. Wow, people traveling from far that's and wide here today. Thank you all for coming. We're going to get to our performers in a quick second. We had mentioned that Andy is doing crazy double duty today.
Triple duty.
With
right.
You know what would have been fun to have Hamp and OB out here.
That would have been awesome. Good.
Would have been awesome.
How did we not think of that?
That was something we should have planned for.
Yeah.
Because then we could all caravan back to the station.
Right. Yeah, be stuck in a car with Hamp and OB after a Bears loss.
In traffic,
that,
yeah.
That would be fun.
Nothing better.
Yeah. So that's going to be on, well, the pregame is going to be on at what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 till 3.
And then the post game will be after the Blackhawks.
Correct.
Game.
Blackhawks start at 6:30 and we'll be on around 10:30.
All right. And they're taking on the Arizona Cardinals
correct.
Today, correct?
Correct.
That's
and right.
What is your prediction? Andy, what should we look for in today's game?
Well, you should look for the fact that Tyreek Stevenson, who was busy entertaining the crowd during the Hail Mary situation last week, is not going to start today. I know. Matt Eberflus reeling with an iron fist and still has 3 timeouts left from last week, but he can't use them this week.
They don't carry over?
No, they don't carry over. He must have thought they did, or he got free drinks on the plate.
Not cumulative. They're not like sick days.
Yeah. No. They go away. Once you leave that stadium, and they go away. This is going to be an interesting game, too, because the Cardinals are on kind of a roll. They're 3-1 in their last 4. They've got this little quarterback named Kyler Murray, who's a problem for a lot of teams.
They're in first place, aren't they?
They're close. They're four and four right now. So it should be an interesting game. But the Bears, again, they got to get a running game going. They have not been able to really stick with their run game. The offensive coordinator, I'm not sure what he does during the week, but the game plans are a little suspect every once in a while, and hopefully it's not the case this week.
Yeah. Now, I did not hear the post of the Hamp and OB post game.
Oh, it was something.
Last week, but
it was brutal.
Can you describe in words we can use in polite company?
The interesting part about it was we were actually on before the game ended. So here Hamp and I are talking about the Bears getting a win that they probably shouldn't have gotten. And over to our left was OB watching the finish of the game on the TV set, yelling at us when the Hail Mary was caught.
Swanee, what do you think that sounded like? We don't get a live OB.
Oh, no! I can't believe it! They had this game won!
That's pretty close.
And now, it's a defeat! It's a catastrophe!
That's my favorite thing on this show right now.
OB 2.0.
OB 2.0 from Swanee.
It was pretty close to what was actually going on there, yeah.
I tried to be polite.
Yeah, it was...
No, that was a good was polite company.
That wasn't the language I was using at home when I was watching that myself.
Yep. I didn't hear you say who might win the game.
Yeah, I don't have a good feeling, but usually when I don't have a good feeling, good things happen.
Oh, okay. That has been the case.
Usually
whatever Andy says,
whatever
you
I
go
say.
Opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then when we come back into our first performers for today, a production of White Christmas is going to be opening at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater just down the road here.
See, I'm not the only one that plays you off.
Apparently I've been talking too long. We'll take a break and we'll come right back after this. Stick around, everybody.
Hey!
Winter is coming. Do you want to build a snowman? Catch the regional premiere of Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical, at the Paramount Theater in beautiful Aurora, set in a magical kingdom with fantastical characters like Olaf the Snowman and Sven the Reindeer, sisters Elsa and Anna, balancing life loyalty and Elsa's struggle to harness her powers. This heartwarming fable about sisterhood and self-discovery is for all audiences of all ages. Use code WGN for $5 off up to 4 tickets. I just realized while I'm reading this commercial, I'm looking at the script on the table, and my back is facing the audience. And I thought, well, that's not a good view. That's not a good view of me.
Well, for some people it is, you know.
Well, hello there.
Which one's better?
Let me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Woo. Security.
630-896-6666. Or visit ParamountAurora.com to get your tickets. We're going to go out to the Paramount in Aurora next weekend for our Dean's Night Out, and I'll see Disney's Frozen, and we'll have the review and we'll have all that stuff coming up in just a minute.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 2-inch Owens ball air rifle.
No, shoot your eye out.
Now back to Dean Richards and his Treetime Holiday Spectacular, brought to you by Treetime Christmas Creations. Here's Dean Richards.
All right. Yeah, we're going to be featuring lots of holiday productions live here at Treetime in Lake Barrington this morning. One of them is White Christmas. Isn't that one of my favorite holiday movies? Schwani, is that one of yours also?
Sure. I think it's fine.
What's your favorite part about White Christmas? I like Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Yep.
Rosemary Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
And the actress whose name I can never think of.
Vera Allen.
Vera Allen.
Yes. With the
Vera
smallest,
Allen?
Yeah, Vera smallest Allen, waist on
who
earth.
Who has the smallest waist on earth. Right. The size of my ankle when they sing Snow. They sing
Sisters.
And of course, White Christmas, right?
Yeah, well, thus the title.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Oh, listen to Nat King Richards.
Yeah. No, that'd be more like Bing Crosby Richards.
Yeah, well, anyway, White Christmas is going to be opening at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire on November the 6th. And joining us from the show, please give a nice warm welcome. Jacqueline Jones and Ben Main are here from the show. Nice to have you guys here with us. So you're in previews, I think, right now, right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Honestly, wonderful.
It's going great. We're having a great time. It's a lovely cast. We're laughing every day when we show up to work, which you can't ask for anything better. You know, we're singing great Christmas tunes or Berlin songs. And
I always wonder when I see shows at the Marriott Lincolnshire, how distracting it is having dopes like me in the audience singing along, trying to distract the actors, because you're probably running up and down the aisles, right past the audience members during the show, and literally the audience members are this far apart. You're just feet away from the people while you're performing.
I personally love that element. Everybody feels a part of the show. You get to hear gasps and giggles that you normally wouldn't in a bigger house. So it makes it feel more connected to everybody. It's actually wonderful.
Yeah. And have you done the shows at the Marriott Lincolnshire before, Ben?
I was in Beautiful last year, if anybody saw the Carole King musical, which was amazing. It was so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. This is my fourth production there. I absolutely love working there. It feels like an artistic home. And, you know, this is another one of those roles that is so juicy and you love to kind of sink your teeth into, and what a wonderful time of year to escape into a Christmas wonderland for 2 hours.
It's got to be a lot of fun to be bringing something to stage and getting a reaction from the audience for something that's so beloved. You know, people are familiar with the songs and the stories, and you're bringing it all to life for them. How gratifying, Ben, is that for you?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, every time a song starts, you hear at least a couple of people go, oh, they're about to sing Sisters. Or, oh, here it comes, you know.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, it's escapism for, 2 hours.
Yeah.
One of the joys of working in the round, too, is like, there's so much life that happens on stage with all the little bitty characters. And when you are watching it as an audience member, you get to see all of the side stories and you get to follow things that you might normally not have followed in a proscenium sort of setting. And it really draws you and you feel like part of the show, which I really love about it.
Yeah. Speaking of escapism, you escaped the law this morning.
Yes, it's true.
I understand.
Oh, boy, I wasn't going to tell my wife about it, but now it's immortalized.
Yeah. Well, it's such a good story that you have to tell us. I mean, we all... You know, we drove out here this morning. I was leaning pretty heavy on the gas pedal.
Oh, sure.
This morning when I was coming out, I think, you know, there's at that hour of the day, nobody's on the road. You're, you know, just plugging along, and then suddenly you realize you're going faster than the legal speed limit, which is what you were doing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I really was excited to get here.
Yeah.
And you know, I got pulled over. I thought, Shoot, now I'm going to be later than I was. And luckily, the officer asked me where I was headed, and I said, well, do you know who Dean Richards is? And he said, oh, yes. I love Dean Richards. But then he he gave me a warning, luckily, on account of the fact that he loved WGN Dean Richards so much.
Well, you didn't get a ticket, though.
I did not get a ticket, but he did want to talk about you for about 10 or 15 minutes, which I was like, all right, but we got a call time.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Right.
But, yeah, you got me out of one, so thanks
for
that.
Well, that's good. That's good. I wonder, do we say what police...
Sure.
Department?
Can yeah, what town were you in?
It was right away. It was like 3 minutes east of here.
Oh, so it's probably Barrington?
Barrington. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Barry. Thank you, Officer Barrington.
Officer Barrington.
For listening to the show.
Right.
For enjoying.
Oh, I told him to, you know, sign on.
Yeah. Well, we'll give him, if we had his name, we'd give him a big shout out.
And on the way out, everybody slow down through Barrington.
Yeah. Right? They're out.
Yeah. We have nothing but lawbreakers with us here this morning. So, anyway, well, we're glad that you're here. You didn't encounter the police, Jacqueline, at all, did you?
Oh, no. I'm a law-abiding citizen. So, perfectly.
You follow the law.
In accordance with the speed limit.
I understand. Very nice. Well, what are you going to perform for us from the show this morning?
We are going to perform a song called Love and the Weather. It is from the first act in the show, and it is a first glimpse at these two characters. And you start to see how similar they are, even though when they meet, they seem very at odds with each other.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's take it away, then. It's Ben Main. It's Jacqueline Jones from White Christmas, November 6th through December 29th at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Guys, take it away.
Love and the weather, birds of a feather, can't be depended upon. One day it's sunny, next day the sunshine has gone. Love and the weather, always together, planning another surprise, bringing the raindrops just like the tears to your eyes.
Any guy with love close by is cozy and warm. Love walks out and kicks a guy right out of the warm.
Into a storm, moonlight advances, love's golden chances, rain comes along and they're gone. Love in the weather, change from night to dawn.
Unpredictable,
irresponsible,
unbelievable,
unreliable, love in the weather cannot be depended upon.
How about that? The production of White Christmas at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire is November 6th through December the 29th. Jacqueline Jones and Ben Main. Let's hear it for them again. Ben, we'll see you in prison. Thanks very much.
The Barrington. The nice Barrington lockup.
Nice to have the mean streets of Barrington. Yeah. The jail there is probably nicer than my house.
Yeah, there's a vestibule, and then there's your cell.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's great. So coming up in right after the news, we're going to have a performance from Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh, nice.
Which is fantastic. It's such a good show that's out at the... We say it's the Paramount Theater in Aurora, but really it's the Stolpe Island Theater, which is adjacent to the Paramount Theater. And they've set up the theater to look like Sun Records in Memphis. It's not like you walk into the theater and on stage it's Sun Records. When you walk in the door of the theater, you are in the Sun Records experience from the moment that you walk in, which is super, super cool. And these guys are tremendously talented. They're going to perform for us coming up after 10 o'clock. So we look forward to that. Eddie Carosa and the boys from Illinois are with us this morning as well. You got a little something to take us to a break, Ed?
We sure will. It's the Christmas season, like any other reason. We could dance the Christmas polka. Hey, bells are ringing, everybody's singing. We're dancing the Christmas polka. Wedding bells and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fill the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl as we're dancing the Christmas polka. Clap those hands, everybody. Come on, clap those hands. Get them going. There you go. It's the Merry Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. Everyone so happy. The world is filled with romance. We're watching the sweethearts kissing as they dance beneath the mistletoe. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old. The Merry Christmas polka. What is it? The Merry Christmas polka. Whoa! All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
To grandmother's house we go. The horse goes away to carry the sleigh through white and drifting snow. Over the river and through the woods, so how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go.
Beautiful. The Canterbury Carolers. Starting us off in our second hour of our Tree Time Spectacular out here in Lake Barrington. You guys pretty much have been with us, I think, every year that we've been out here, right?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. How are things going for you guys? Are you? This is cranking up to be your busy time of year, right?
It is. Yeah. But I think this year, because it's such a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're not getting as many bookings.
Well, let's see if we can fix that today.
Why don't you go with Santa? Where are you going to be, Santa?
Who wants to book the Canterbury Carolers for their next event?
In your house. You'll play in the house, right?
Yeah.
So, you know my favorite song that you guys do? I wonder if you know what it is.
Is that Kishka song again?
Hang on a second. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? One, two, three, four.
The holidays are here. The air is golden bright. When it begins, will I get a tree to make my house look bright? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer to friends and family. Tree time.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Beautiful.
Do you know Cars for Kids?
If people want to get a hold of Canterbury Carolers, what's the best way to do it?
Our website is canterburycarolers.com, and that's carolers with two L's, or you could email me at canterburycarolers@gmail.com.
All right, very good.
How about the Jardians song? You know the Jardians?
We'll hear more from them coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're out here with Dave Schwann, Andy Mazur, Elton Jim Toronto, and a cast of thousands.
Hey! Ringmaster Dean.
That's me. Did you see that we've got some new episodes of Bozo?
Where did you find
about that? Yeah.
I don't know.
They found some more?
They found two episodes. October 30th, 1979 and October 31st, 1979.
79.
Yeah. And you can see them on the WGN-TV app, on the WGN-TV YouTube page, on the WGN-Plus app on Roku, and all those kinds of things. But it's pretty cool.
What about at Christmas or like Thanksgiving when it's the Dean Richards day when all of your Bozo specials.
You say that like there's something wrong with
that. I think
that.
It's fantastic. You have dominated.
There's you Bozo
in the news.
We have Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN-TV Classics.
And then
we'll be on. We'll announce the exact
date. But then there are the 70s one, those 70s
shows.
We have
a lot of specials that are coming up. We'll get to all of those. I'll tell you when you can watch all of those. But in the meantime, we've got the folks from Million Dollar Quartet were going to join us in a minute, and they're going to perform for us also. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Hey, the Magic Arrows.
Feel that hint of fabulous in the air? Things are changing in Chicago's Southland. And that change is coming soon in the form of the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. It's where you'll be able to be the most fabulous version of yourself, no matter who you are or what that means to you. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for, is coming this fall. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know I love shopping in Geneva, but the culinary scene is just as amazing. My go-to spot is Preservation. They make dishes from scratch, great eclectic cocktails, and an impressive wine list, and the best heated patio in town. It's shared with the charming Atlas Chicken Shack, and you can enjoy both menus on the patio, complete with live music 6 days a week. And don't miss the cozy lounge in the original front room of Preservation. With so many great options in one place, you won't be disappointed.
World-renowned Royal Shakespeare Company's Pericles at Chicago Shakespeare is the theatrical event of the season. Critics declare it's gorgeous, not to be missed, exhilarating, and clever. See it while you can. Now through December 7th. Tickets at chicagoshakes.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Firefighters sound the alarm on lithium batteries.
We know that they cause explosions.
Understanding the danger.
You cannot stop that process.
Wednesday on WGN TV News at 9.
Blue Sky Restoration Contractors is a full-service national restoration, renovation, environmental, and roofing provider for properties damaged by water, firestorms, and other disasters around the country. Their engaged employees bring experience and teamwork to anyone who owns or manages property, provides the best round-the-clock restoration and emergency mitigation services, including commercial roofing and healthcare restoration services. Bluski provides commercial, industrial, governmental, residential, and multifamily restoration, renovation, environmental, and roofing services. Go to blusky.com. And if you tuned into Home Sweet Home Chicago yesterday, you heard Corey Ambrose, an emergency response manager from Blue Sky, joining the show and providing valuable restoration tips. And they answered some restoration questions. You can download the podcast of the show at WGNradio.com. For information on Blue Sky, go to GoBlueSky.com. GoBlueSky.com. And as you can hear from the annoying feedback, we are live here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Hey!
Y'all having a good time? It is packed here this morning. Biggest crowd ever, I'm going to say.
It was SRO right before we started.
I don't want to sound like a presidential candidate, but this is the biggest this is the just biggest like crowd
the
line, ever.
The lines for early voting
ever,
and the lines
the greatest,
the
biggest crowd ever.
Well, we've got the best. Give yourselves a round of applause. We got the best listeners
in
the
world. Yes, we do. We sure do. And we have some of the greatest performers also with us. I was so blown away when I went out to the Stolp Island Theater in Aurora. It's adjacent to the Paramount Theater. It's a theater which has been set up to look just like Sun Records in Memphis. I don't mean that the studio is inside the theater. I mean, when you walk into the building,
even the vestibule, like when you
even
first
the vestibule, it's like a reception area for Sun Records. It's so cool, the whole experience, very immersive. And then these guys come out on stage, Million Dollar Quartet, and blow the roof off the place with this great music. And joining us from the show is Bill Scott Sheets, who plays Johnny Cash, Herrick Forum. Alex Swindell, is that right?
Swindle,
okay. I took a chance. Alex Swindle plays Elvis Presley, who is here with us today. Guys, thank you for coming out here this morning. The show has just been extended for Million Dollar Quartet. So things I know are going great. Everybody who goes to see the show has the same reaction that I did. It's got to be so fun for you guys, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just got extended through the end of June, for sure. And we're very proud of what we're doing there. We're having a great time. And
the end of June?
Yeah.
Next year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an extension.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is. Bill, how's it going for you, the crowds? The other thing about this, it's a fairly intimate space.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the crowds are part of the show pretty much, right?
Absolutely. So if you've seen Million Dollar Quartet before, you haven't seen it like this. As far as I know, this was the first time it's been done as an immersive. So there is no audience and stage. You're right there next to us. It's like a fly on the wall. You'll feel like you're in Sun Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah. The Million Dollar Quartet story, although the show's been around for quite some time, recalls really an historic night in the history of recorded sound, right?
Oh, yes, sir. One night, December 4th, 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins were together, and they had a two-hour jam session. And that's what our show's based off of. You get a little bit of the history lesson of rock and roll and where it came from, and a whole bunch of the hits.
Let's hear one of them right now. What do you say? Well, Million Dollar Quartet at the Stolpe Island Theater in Aurora. Take it away, you guys.
It's almost Christmas time, so we thought we'd start out with this.
Well, I'll have a blue Christmas without you. And I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations are red. So blue, oh, just thinking about you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Well, and you'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I'll have a blue, blue, blue Christmas.
How about that? Wow. Alex, when you're in the grocery store, do you just start talking to people like Elvis Presley? Where's the canned peas?
Thank you very much.
I'm looking for the produce department, everybody.
He does. I do.
He does it.
I do not.
Yeah. You don't think you do. You got a little rock and roll for us here for one more thing? You got a little bit of
Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, nice.
Which we'll hear in the show if you come and see.
Yeah, Million Dollar Quartet, Stolpe Island Theater, now extended through June of next year. I'm telling you, get out and see these shows. Guys, take it away.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down the San Anton. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Come on, take it away, Alex. But there's rich folks eating in some fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Those people keep a-moving. That's what tortures me. Well, if they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. I'll let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Oh, these guys are amazing. Thank you guys for coming. Get out and see the show. Million Dollar Quartet also has Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins, who didn't care enough about us to be here today.
Just kidding. It takes a bit to lug that piano.
It's a little bit. I understand.
He forgot his blue suede shoes.
Just kidding. The show is amazing. These guys are amazing. Go and see the show. Stolpe Island Theater, Million Dollar Quartet. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bill and Alex, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley. You know who else is great? Our hosts here today, Joe and Lori Kane, owners of Tree Time Christmas Creations. Lori, hello.
Hello, and thank you so much, everybody, for coming out. You're making it the best party ever, so thank you.
Yeah, and Joe, thank you very much for hosting us again this year.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back. How many years have we done this now?
Jim says we're 9 years now.
2015.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank you.
We all look younger for some reason. I don't understand that. So this place just is packed with stuff this year. I mean, you always have an incredible inventory, but it seems even more packed than usual.
Yeah, we really tried to put more stuff on the floor because we have a lot of stuff and we want it out so everybody can find it and get it for their Christmas home.
So what's the latest and greatest for this year, Joe?
Well, you know, the actual technologies are things we've been developing for recent years of color-changing lights and things like that. But what we're really focused on now is taking all of those really cool things that we've developed and helping you learn how to implement them properly in your home to make your home more beautiful. So a lot of what our focus is this year is trying to help you understand, okay, you got all this cool stuff. How do you make it look the way it looks in our showroom? Because people are intimidated by that. And that's what we really want to get the message out there for. We have a ton of people here who are skilled at helping folks with that. And that's really the message this year is helping folks turn their own home into this.
Into the wonderland that is Tree Time out here. When you walk into this place, all you want to do is walk around the showroom and check out all the trees and everything that you've got. What are some of the biggest sellers out here?
So a lot of people are now decorating their Christmas to match their homes. So what we've seen kind of a trending theme is some of the greens and the whites and kind of more natural looking things. But of course, we still have the traditional kind of my still favorite, the retro. A lot of us want to decorate their house how we remember.
Old fashioned.
Yeah, old fashioned, how we remember growing up. But it's getting a good run for its money with the new soft platinums, whites, greens.
You know what? A couple of years ago, you told me about this plug that changed my life, because it's always, you know, it's always kind of a pain, isn't it, to like get it, turn the tree on and plug things in and plug things out and turn it on and off. And this is a smart plug that you told me about, which is the greatest thing ever that for my Christmas decorating.
Thank you, Dean. So we're all about that. Like the things that might be the little things that help make your Christmas life better, that's what Joe was kind of alluding to. Just those little tips and tricks that we, you know, kind of look all over the world for. We want to show you how to do that and help you do that.
Now, for everybody who is here, but, you know, mostly anybody who is listening, you are doing something called Dean's Discount today, right?
We are. Thanks to you coming out, Dean and crew. We're having a 15% off everything while Dean is here. So thank you, everybody.
Dean has to stay till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Can we? Yeah. Please stay.
I'll be here all night. Yeah. I'll be here the rest of the week to get that discount. That's fantastic. People want to get more information, take a look at your website, etc. What's the best way, Joe, to do all that?
Well, here in the showroom is the best way to do all that. But online, everybody knows the jingle, right?
Everything Christmas.
TimeTreeTime.com.
Everything Christmas. TreeTime.com.
Yeah, so nobody knows it. Nobody knows
nobody
it.
Knows
so TreeTime.com, we actually put a new website up this year. It looks somewhat similar stylistically, but it works much more efficiently, and you can find a lot more things on it. So I encourage you to check out the site. It actually has a lot of really cool resources on it.
And the other resource that we're really helping with, so we are our social media, our Instagram, and our Facebook. We're putting all those little things we're talking about. We're showing you how to put the ribbon in your tree easily, how to light your tree, all those little things. So check out our social media. We're really working hard to help you.
Yep. Joe and Lori Kane,
hey,
owner operators of Tree Time Christmas Creations, 22102 North Pepper Road here in Lake Barrington. Thank you guys for having us again.
Thank you, Dean. We so appreciate you coming.
We love coming out here. It's always a blast. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Teatro Zinzani performs for us next on WGN. Tree Time Holiday Spectacular.
You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
All right. The only show in America with a polka band as our house band with us today. A distinction we wear proudly. Eddie Carosa and the boys from Illinois are here with us today.
What a crowd. They're giving the holidays some kick here.
Yeah, love that. It's great great to have you all here with us this morning. Still to come, we've got performers from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, who will be here with us today. We're going to have some audience fun a little bit later on. Do you guys remember why we were talking about the newlywed game?
Well, you married somebody last year.
It had to go. It coincided with the.
You married
somebody last year. And we were trying to come up with something, you know, in relation to that.
Right.
We
right,
also
right.
talked about later, divorce court.
We, well, I guess if I can marry people, if anyone wants to get a divorce here today.
Do you do annulments?
Laugh over
you
there.
Do annulments too?
I think we could do annulments. I'm a notary. I can do your income taxes if you'd like. I do it all.
And you fixed a ticket for a guy.
We got a guy off, right, for tickets coming up.
Did you ever find out if those lovebirds are still married?
We did contact them. We thought that it would be fun to have them here and play the newlywed game. That's how this came up. We were going to have them to see if the wedding stuck.
Yeah.
And it turns out it did stick, but they had no interest in being here with us. They're actually vacationing, right? They're celebrating their anniversary.
Right, well, yeah.
And didn't want us to be part of it. No, they're on vacation someplace. So God bless them. The wedding did stick. A couple of the Canterbury carolers, though, we did. Remember, we also did vow renewals.
Yes.
All right.
Last week.
Last year.
Last year, rather. And they told me that theirs also stuck.
So they're still here.
So apparently, if I marry you, you're staying married. There's no going back on it.
I've officiated two marriages, and I'm one for two.
No, see, there you go. So we thought we would play newlywed game. Do we have any married couples here with us today? No, not newlyweds, but if you're married, do we have people who are couples who are here today?
There's a lot of people living in sin, apparently.
Yeah. We've got people, lawbreakers here today.
It's quite a crowd you attracted.
Yeah, right. Well, we knew that. We knew that from the beginning. So we're going to do that coming up a little bit later on as well. And Lou Malnati's Pizza is on the way. So we're going to...
That's why they're here.
Yeah. You'll notice that right after the pizza is served, the crowd thins out quite a bit.
That's right. We're waiting until about 12:30 to serve it.
Yeah. I know that's the case with Andy here.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for my pizza to go.
Yeah.
He already asked, where's the pizza?
I did, too. I'm kind of a little bit hungry myself. But we're going to continue now. This is when we normally do our Week in Theater segment, and we're really excited to have with us today from the cast of Teatro Zanzani, which is back at the Cambria Hotel in downtown Chicago. We have with us Liv Warfield, everybody, who's going to perform.
Thank you.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
It's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you. This is lovely.
Yeah, this is... This show is a little bit like a circus. It's this is very Zanzani-like here today.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is really fun. This is like maybe the third or fourth incarnation, I think, of Teatro Zanzani. How do you describe the show? Let me ask you to do that.
Well, for me, because Kevin Kent is also here, how I describe the show, it is... chaos, it's comedy, it's a melting pot of everything because there's so many artists. I mean, it's Cirque, first off, okay? But it's excitement when you walk in the tent. It's on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel. It's over a 100-year-old circus tent. So, yes, it is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's live, you know? It's comedy with Kevin Kent.
Yeah,
the leading, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of the MC. Kevin, is that right? Is that the host?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, I think. I pick up all the pieces and knit them together, which is great. But I think what Liv skipped is maybe music, which is a huge part of teatro.
Yeah.
Huge.
I like that you started with chaos, though. Because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean it's dinner theater number one. Also, but so you come to the show, you have some drinks. Through the course of the show, the different courses of dinner are served, and while you're getting that, you're getting circus acts, you're getting musical acts, you're getting acrobatics, you're getting all kinds of things that are going on in this setting. That is in downtown Chicago. That looks just like a circus tent.
Yes,
that is really quite amazing. And the latest incarnation now is going on. I came to the show on New Year's Eve last year.
Oh, wow!
I had the best time on New Year's Eve.
It was a party.
That was a party and a half. It was really so fun.
Yeah.
And in addition to doing Teatro Zanzani, Liv, you are also doing the Liv Warfield Experience.
Yes.
For one night only.
For one night.
Tell us about that.
I am excited to say that I did the audition for AGT, so I get to bring my band, and thankfully Teatro Zanzani is allowing me the space and the energy in the space to actually have my band in there so we can create the show, the live concert that I've always wanted to do. I did it one time, but this time... I'm excited because I get to bring my full band and a lot of the artists. And I always describe like Teatro Zanzani the tent, because there's artists in that tent, down from the wait staff. Everybody up in there is
performing.
Creative. Yeah. It's creative energy all around that space.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be able to bring that. So I'm excited. I'm excited to bring the full band. Yes. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
And when is this going to take place now?
November 18th. So get your tickets. Wear comfortable shoes. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun. And we're going to dance. We're going to do rock and roll, soul. And that's another thing about Teatro Zanzani Tent, is that the music element, the piece of that that we bring in the show, because you don't expect the music to be rock and roll, soul, jazz. We bring all of that energy inside the tent.
Yeah.
And even the Cirque artists, they're so amazing. They're world-renowned. The energy that they bring in the tent with live musicians actually performing to their act. So, and you're like, what, feet away? Like,
yeah.
It's so intimate.
Literally,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, very intimate.
Well, I mean, some of the time the performers are on your table.
Yes, true indeed.
Literally, standing and performing on your table.
Yes, very much.
You know, you're sitting there, you know, and eating a dinner, and somebody's juggling on the table or something while it's going on.
Yes.
It's such a fun experience.
Yeah, thank you.
And so great that you could bring part of it out of here. With us this morning in Lake Barrington. Let me take a break, and when we come back, you are bringing your own live music out here with us this morning, and we'll hear that.
Our musical director's here with us? Yes, we're going to get it.
Very nice. Well, let's hear it all when we come back.
All right.
Live from Treetime Christmas Creations this morning in Lake Barrington.
Hey!
Coming right back, everyone. All right, we're back.
Eddie,
I love
he never misses a beat.
I love the accordion.
Oh, you got to.
One of my favorite instruments of
all time. Isn't
it
wonderful?
It is. Liv Warfield is part of Teatro Zanzani, which is at the Cambria Hotel downtown. And the Liv Warfield Experience, her one-night-only show, is going to be on November the 18th. You got a little something for us right now?
Yes, we do.
What's it going to be?
Also with me, his name is Mr. Theodis Rogers Jr.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers. This is your neighborhood here.
Yes.
I've enjoyed your music at the show. I've when you guys just jam by yourself sometimes, that's a treat all by itself. But what do you have planned for us right now, Liv?
So we're going to do a Christmas song.
All right.
One of my favorites.
Chestnuts Roasting. So. Guys, take it away.
Thank you.
Here they are.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost snipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. See, everybody knows that some turkey or some mistletoe will help to make your season bright. See tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it so hard to sleep that night. So you know why, 'cause Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies on a sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And listen, I'm gonna offer you this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said, I know, many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Rogers. See, they say that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies on your sleigh. And every mother's child is shown up gonna spy to see if those reindeer really know how to fly. So my baby, I'm offering you, I'm offering you today this simple phrase to kids from under 92. It's been said, I promise, many times and many ways. Merry Christmas. Oh, from Teatro's and Donnie, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Think you're better than that.
Listen to that voice at this hour of the morning. Wow. Wasn't she great?
Thank you.
And Mr. Rogers, I'll come into your neighborhood anytime. It's a beautiful day in your neighborhood, right? That was so great.
Thank you.
When were you on America's Got Talent?
This past season. And it was amazing.
Simon gave you a buzzer, though.
Yes.
What's that like? Did you want to?
Got the gold buzzer. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I'm still living that right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the beautiful part is, again, from the show with Teatro Zanzani, like, I'm able to share the experience with my with my cast because they know when I got back, I was probably freaking out a little bit. But everybody has been so cool and so welcoming, and the energy that we all bring in that tent together with Cuneo. Michael Cuneo is also an amazing singer in the show. All of that energy, I got to push off on my cast.
That's great. Yeah.
So it's wonderful. Yeah.
What a treat. And
yes.
So deserving.
Bless. Thank you.
On top of it.
Thank you.
Do you have one more little song maybe you've got for us this morning?
Oh.
Got a little something else? Anything?
Oh, I...
Thriller? Anything.
Thriller? You said Thriller? Yeah, he does do a good Thriller. What's the Donny Hathaway? I'll do it really fast.
The Donny Hathaway?
I don't know the whole one, though.
That's okay. We can sing along with you.
Yeah. Will it fade away to commercial?
We can.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better.
Ba-da-da.
This Christmas. And as we hang the tree, I'm going to be together.
Ba-da-da.
This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And this
Christmas,
there you go, a very
special Christmas.
All right, for me.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
One more time, do it again.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Yeah.
Very nice. The Liv Warfield Experience. You and your band.
Yes.
November 18th.
November 18th, yes.
At Hotel Cambria, right?
Mm-hmm. 14th floor.
14th floor. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing setting.
Yes.
And Teatro Zanzani.
Yes.
Is going on right now as well.
Yes.
And so two fantastic shows.
Two amazing shows. Yeah. Thursday through Sunday, okay?
Yep.
The dinner show, get there at 7 o'clock. Because it's jam-packed full of surprises. And when I do tell you these Cirque acts are world-renowned, they are absolutely incredible. Really, you have to experience it for yourself. Because sometimes it's hard for us to explain it because it is that energetic of a show. It is something to witness. So
yeah,
it is unexpected.
I would imagine that every show is a little bit different also, right? Because Kevin Wright, so much of it is improvised. as you're going along, depending on what the audience feeds back to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, very often all of the fellas in the tent that I pick on, because I pick on people all night long, they make the show. I don't write what they do.
Yeah.
I just react to what they, you know, who they are.
What
and
they
how
feed
they are.
You, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really fun show, and I'm glad it's back up and running in Chicago, so you can check that out. And the Live Warfield Experience, as we said, November the 18th.
Yes.
And tickets are available for all of that right now.
So when you come to the show, watch out for this one.
Yeah.
He's pick on you for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah. Right.
And, in a gentle, sweet,
a gentle,
loving
sweet way.
Way.
Right.
And Mr. Rogers, thank you so much
yes.
for being here. You are fantastic.
Yes.
You are fantastic. Can you play us out with just a little something to take us a break? Liv Warfield, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Little Peanuts.
Getting a little entertainment from Eddie Carosa and the boys from Illinois. You guys sounded great.
Thank you, Eddie.
We appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to do some more live entertainment. We've got a cast member of Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Is he bringing the Dreamcoat?
I don't know. I don't know what his wardrobe choice is going to be. It is Joseph, though, who's going to be here. I do know that part. It's one of my favorite musicals of all time. Do you have a favorite musical? You're a theater person.
Yeah,
now.
I would have to say Phantom of the Opera, probably.
Yeah.
I've seen that the most. I love when that chandelier falls.
Shwani, how about you? What's your favorite musical?
Favorite musical? Probably West Side Story.
Oh, yeah. So you would be a shark and I would be a jet?
yeah, one of the way
Is
or the other.
Is that how that
yeah.
works?
Yeah. I think so.
Why did they position us here at the table where you're the farthest away from me?
I think that was
Was that
for
your
a reason.
Choice?
No, that wasn't mine, but I did kind of request it.
That you be far away from me? Well, normally we're in different rooms.
This is true. Yes, this is just about as close as we've ever worked together.
Right. Well.
That's a little too much information.
That's,
but,
okay. It's a weird way of putting it, but I guess that's true. And Andy is also in a separate room. We're all. I think that's why people enjoy our show, is we have very little physical contact with each other during the actual show itself.
I've had people tell me, though, that it sounds like we all are in one room, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks to the technical wizardry of what
right.
we have. Bill, Dan, thank you.
That's
Dan.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, we've got a great the technical crew putting things together here this morning. Andy, are you're not a musical person, are you?
Yeah, once in a while. I mean, I was actually in a production of Oklahoma as an eighth grader.
What?
With the wind come whipping down?
I sang and danced a little bit and hung them up.
What song did you do?
I can't even remember, to be honest with you. That was
so
a long time ago.
You can't give us a chorus
no.
of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning?
Heck no.
Okay.
Heck no.
Surrey with the Fringe on top.
Yeah. So you know more than I was, and I was in the play.
Yeah,
I don't remember it. Kind of blacked out.
Andy Mazur, Dave Schwann, Elton Jim Toronto here with us at our live broadcast this morning, and you're just coming off of a production of Network, right?
Yes, just finished it like last month at Invictus Theater in Chicago.
You were Howard Beale.
I was Howard Beale. I was mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that was That was a fun show. That was one of my favorite movies of all time, if you remember, 1976.
Yeah.
75, it came out. In 76, it won the best...
Posthumously
Peter,
for...
Peter Finch Peter won Finch, yeah. for that role. Actually won 4 Academy Awards. And so, yeah, we had a very successful run. We were Jeff nominated, and so...
Did you win?
No, just recommended. And now the Jeff
now the nominations
come
up later come
at the end of the year. But
because your record as the Susan Lucci of the Chicago theater scene.
I've been nominated 2 years in a row and haven't won, so this could be 3 in a row.
Yeah. But Howard Beale, I mean...
Yeah, it was a great role.
You know, I think of that movie so often when I see what television networks are doing and how the world is spinning out of control crazy. That movie... kind of predicted everything that we are living right now.
Some of the monologues, if people never saw it, it's called Network. It was with William Holden, Peter Finch, Faye Dunaway, Robert Duvall. It was a very, it was an Oscar-nominated film. As I said, it won 4 Oscars. If you've never seen it, please go online and stream it or something because you've really missed a great film. But it's 50 years old, and it talks about at that time how television news specifically is going to be changing, how there's going to be a lot more corporate takeovers of the news. There's going to be more entertainment infused into the news. There's hints of reality television. Some of the monologues that I did in there talking to the audience is if you switched social media with TV, which he says TV, and you put social media or the internet, it was as if it was written today.
Yeah.
It was amazingly relevant, and it's a great, great film.
Yeah,
great writing.
How television or now, there was no social media back then when it first came out, but that they would do anything for ratings, including killing people, right?
Well, I don't want to give it away, but at the end of the day, Howard Beale gets killed because they can't cancel him, so they have to kill him to get off the air.
get off the show, right? Yeah. Do you remember one of the short monologues?
Well, I do remember the, I don't have to tell you things are bad. We all know things are bad. There's people out of work, people are afraid of being unemployed. Shopkeepers are keeping a gun under their desk, and it's not getting any better. We all know that our food is unfit to eat or our air is too fit to breathe, so we don't go out anymore. We just stay at home. We watch television. While some local newscaster says, hey, today there was 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. Is that the way it's supposed to be? We all know things are bad.
Very nice. Wow.
So I want you to get up now. I want you to get out of your chairs. I want you to go to your windows. I want you to stick your head out the windows and say, I'm as mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Now, I was going to wait. I was going to wait till election day to do that, but
you might have to.
I notice I'm not the only one wearing an "I voted" sticker here this morning. Mrs. Santa has one on her cheek. You put your sticker on your face. I could have put one on my bald head. Yeah, gonna notice that.
So you did it by mail, huh?
I voted by mail. It couldn't have been easier. I did it by mail. I got the verification, the electronic verification that it was received and counted. So it's as much as I kind of I loved the experience of going to the polling place, and I really used to love when they had the machines and you do the little clicky
and
thing.
The curtain, remember the curtain?
Pull the lever and the curtain closes,
and
you are private in there. It's quiet in there. And you just do all your little clicking and all that stuff.
It was like a circuit breaker. You would hit those little those little things.
Yeah, it was great. But for convenience sake, to avoid lines, you know, who knows what it's going to be like on election day, how busy it's going to be. So that's why I voted by mail. You can still do it early. You know, everybody should get out to vote. Schwani, now you are a vote on election day kind of guy.
I will be there election day, and I'm actually getting a little concerned about the lines here. You know, we've seen, you know, huge lines for early voting and everything else. I'm thinking that, you know, the polling places on election day are going to be busier than usual, too. We'll see. I actually request one of those old-fashioned voting booth things.
How does that?
Go over?
Yeah.
Too well. No. They just look at me and hand me the sheet,
and say, just go over there.
When I would go to the polling
and
place,
and I will
though,
wear the I voted sticker next Sunday.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Well, you'll wear it for the next 6 months.
He's got it on his coat for 3 months.
Yeah, he's got last year's still on, uh-huh, last election's
still
on.
He's got the Kennedy Nixon on there.
Right. Andy, you've also voted by mail.
Voted by mail. Yeah. My vote was already tabulated. I turned my kitchen table into my voting booth. I like to be able to spread out and do my research, you know,
yeah,
just take as much time
just
as I
like
need.
Just like your taxes, right?
Exactly right.
Because the little tables that they give you now don't fit the gigantic ballots.
The ballot was long, yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere, but I can't think of an election that's more important than the one that is this year. So however you vote, Tuesday is the day. If you're not going to do it early, exercise your right on, have your voice heard. That's all I can say. And between that and Jim's tirade, what a perfect transition to the Canterbury Cowboys. Do you have some angry song that you could, we're not going to take it, anything? Yeah. What do you have for us? The Canterbury Carolers. Here with
we
us this morning.
We are doing Deck the Hall, and I'm sure most people know that, so please join us.
Just one hall or all halls?
Multiple halls.
Multiple halls. Yeah. Okay, good.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the blazing Yule before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la.
Yay!
Wow. Listen to that audience participation.
To put them on 78 for a second there? Whoa, they were...
Canterbury Carolers will be back with more from Tree Time in Lake Barrington in a minute. Stick around.
WGN. Convenience, choice, reputation, all are invaluable, especially when selling unwanted or broken jewelry, diamonds, coins minted prior to 1964, sterling flatware, and estate jewelry. With over 50 years experience, you can trust MJ Miller & Company to provide a maximum return for your items. With a check issued on the spot, while there, browse MJ Miller showcases filled with treasures. Call 847-381-7900 or visit millerjewels.com. MJ Miller & Company in downtown Barrington, your trusted family jeweler.
Okay, close your mouth and take a deep breath in through your nose. So the way it's supposed to be is that you should be able to breathe easily. You shouldn't feel constrained. What it should feel like is air briskly flowing freely through both nasal passages, day and night. And if not, there's a problem. And it's a don't know what your problem really was until you got it fixed kind of problem. You're living with it. I mean, you're tired a lot. It might give you headaches and sinus pressure, but you're living with it. Yeah, you sound like almost every patient we help until we get their problem fixed. And then you hear them saying, why would I put up with that? Advent will get you breathing freely again with simple in-office solutions like turbinate reduction along with balloon sinuplasty that really can change your life.
To date, Advent has solved over 40,000 breathing triangle problems. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better. Results may vary.
Weekdays on WGN-TV, meet a group of people who wake up and see things a little less sunny. WGN-TV Morning News, Monday from 6 to 10.
So one of the best parts of... Are we on? Yeah, okay. Can't hear anything, so that's why it sounds like that. One of the best parts of Christmas is finding the perfect gift. A gift that brings an immediate smile and can be enjoyed right away. And when you need that perfect gift, you need Anderson's Candy Shops. Anderson's makes more than 60 varieties of handmade chocolates, perfect for giving through the holidays. teacher gifts, corporate gifts, stocking stuffers. And for the charity-minded, Anderson's even has a box of chocolate that fundraises for mental health services. 25% of each special NAMI box supports free mental health care for the local community. Browse the whole selection at andersonscandyshop.com or visit the Andersons near you. Andersons is located on Main Street in Richmond in downtown Barrington. For an extra treat, pair your visit with a holiday event. Andersons will be featuring during Richmond's downtown Cocoa Walk December 7th and 8th, 2 days of carolers, cocoa, shopping, and fun. Andersons Candy Shop and andersonscandyshop.com, because that perfect holiday gift, nothing beats these treats.
I already ate. They gave us a little box of two chocolates.
Today?
I already ate them.
Oh.
They're so good.
Oh, Andy's got one. Schwani's got
one.
Yeah,
they're way too good.
Doesn't look like the host of the show got one.
I'll be happy to donate one.
It's all right. You guys just enjoy. I'm busy doing the show here. All right. Bump it away.
Now back to Dean Richards and his Tree Time Holiday Spectacular. Brought to you by Tree Time Christmas Creations. Here's Dean Richards.
All right. And we continue now. Last year, we conducted a full-blown marriage ceremony here on the air. I had just become ordained to perform marriages and have done a couple since then. And we thought it would be fun to do one right here on the show. And we did. We invited the couple that got married on the show last year to join us today. But they're enjoying their anniversary. They're on an anniversary vacation right now. So good for them. Glad they're enjoying. But they're not going to be with us today. But we do have some other couples to play newlywed game with us this morning. And you guys step up to the microphone here so we can hear you. Tell us your names.
Rob and Christina.
Rob and Christina from where?
Carol Stream.
Very nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And you've been married for how long?
16 years.
Okay, so you guys should know each other pretty well, right?
We're hoping.
Yeah, we're hoping. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions. And Rob, is that?
Yep.
Yep, Rob is going to write down. Now, don't write it down where she can see it. You got to, turn the other way. So we're going to write down.
Kind of cheating there, Rob. Kind of cheating.
Yeah, you're going to write down the answer. And then we're going to see if she can get the same response. So the first question is, what is her favorite dessert? What is her favorite dessert?
Can you say whoopee on WGN? Can we say whoopee?
We can say whoopee.
Okay, good. Hope one of your questions has whoopee in it.
You just want to make this dirty.
No, that's what they
do. This is a family show. Okay, the second question is, what is the best present she has ever given you? What is the best present that she has ever given you? Now, don't wave your answers right in front of her.
I'm not looking, I promise.
You're waving your answers.
Get over here, pal. Stand over here. You can't stand next to her. You're cheating.
Don't make me send her back to an isolation booth. Okay, got it? All right, and then your final question is, what is her favorite movie? What is her favorite movie?
Ask her.
No.
Okay. Network?
Network, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question is, what was that, the dessert?
Yes.
Right? What is her favorite dessert? And ho, ho, ho. Go ahead and you answer now. Is it Christine?
Christina.
Mm-hmm. Christina, what is your favorite dessert?
Can I say, like, anything chocolate? Like, is that, like, a good...
Just your answer will be anything chocolate?
Anything chocolate.
What is your response?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake is good. All right. Very good.
All right.
What is the best present that he has ever given you?
Ever given me?
Yes.
Actually, he just gave me my present early. We lost our dog of 15 years. He did one of the cuddle clones of her. So when I came home from work one day, he's like, sit on the couch and close your eyes. And so I closed them, and then I opened them up, and he said, this is Bella. And he replicated, they did like a 360 view of her.
Wow.
And we have her sitting with us, and it helps, you know, during obviously the holidays, the first year without her.
What have you written down?
Stuffed dog.
Stuffed dog.
Look at that. All right.
Her name is Bella, by the way. Stuffed dog.
And your favorite movie, Christina?
The Help.
The Help.
Uh-oh, he doesn't look
good. Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Two out of three is not bad, though. Two out of three is not bad.
You can officially stay married.
All right, so let's move on to couple number two. And it's Santa.
And Mrs. Claus.
Santa and Mrs. Claus. Santa, your first question is, what is the best present that she has ever given you? What is the best present that she has ever given you?
Do you ever give me anything?
Wow.
Wow. Wow, Santa has an edge.
He doesn't officially get jolly till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Man.
Which I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Got it, Santa?
I got it.
Santa's writing quite a novel there.
Yes.
Santa, what is your favorite pizza topping?
Did we ever have pizza?
Yeah.
Speaking of pizza, where is the pizza?
Yeah, everybody.
Andy and I are...
That's why we still have an audience.
Okay, and what is her favorite drink?
All right. I think we got it.
All right. So what was, I forgot what the
present.
First question was.
First pre- was a favorite present.
Santa? Or no, Mrs. Claus.
Into the microphone.
Your what's the best present that he ever gave you?
Well, he said making him a dad, our two daughters.
Okay, that's a nice response.
Is that what
Santa, what did you write down? Let's see.
Nothing like that.
He said lawnmower.
No.
You wrote that on a card once.
Yes. She gave me a set of PBS movies that I really liked. That's all I could think of. But yes, the dad thing.
Way better than kids.
Yeah.
Way, way, way better.
Ken Burns baseball.
I'm still bailing them out right now.
All right. The second question. Do you remember it?
Yes. Favorite pizza topping.
Favorite pizza topping, Mrs. Claus?
Olives and onions.
Oh, I love olives.
Lots
on pizza.
Lots of cheese.
I have black olives.
There you go.
There's one.
Nice.
There's one. And then her favorite drink.
You mean today?
chocolate anything.
Chocolate drink.
Every time we go out at the North Pole, all she ever orders at the restaurant is water. Just water. I'm ordering Diet Coke or a beer
doesn't
or something.
Doesn't help, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. No.
Doesn't help today, no.
But I had water.
Oh, you got one. Yeah. You got one correct. So couple number one, you're going to be our winner. You guys get a $50 Tree Time gift card.
Wow. Look at that.
Congratulations. And let's take, we're going right to the news? All right, let's get an update of... We're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time. But thank you for reminding me that, though. Because normally I don't. But we will take a break and get updated on the news. And then the performance from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is coming right up. Stick around from Tree Time.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right, we are back enjoying the music of Eddie Carosa and his voice from Illinois' Polka Band. Let's hear it for Eddie Carosa. What do you say, you guys?
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję. Exactly. Nice to have everyone here with us out at Tree Time. Shawnee, it's just you and I.
I guess it is.
Everybody deserted
Andy
us here.
Andy abandoned us. Where is Elton?
Well, Andy has gone back to downtown now, right?
He's continuing his marathon man schedule.
Andy is doing Hampton OB at what time are they at? 2:30?
I think it's on at 2:30, 2 o'clock. Right and before, then okay. The post game, because we have Blackhawks later and you right. know other things going on, the post game's not till like 10 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
So... long day.
Long day for Long Andy, day for and that's him. Why he's headed back. Hopefully a Bears victory. This is, we're told, our ninth year out here doing our Tree Time Christmas Spectacular.
It seems longer than that. It, you know, like 10, maybe 12.
It does.
At least 9.
I was surprised that it was only 9 years.
Yeah.
Because I had a full head of bushy hair then.
Well, not quite.
When we first
not quite.
Started. Actually, we have photographic evidence that I did not. my pal Ray, who always stops out at our broadcast every year, my friend Ray and I worked together at the A&P grocery store.
Legendary A&P. Yeah.
When we were, I think I was still in high school.
Yeah. This is then you were the potato man.
When right. I was what?
When you were the potato man.
Well, I did work. I worked in all departments.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. But one of my jobs was taking 100-pound bags of potatoes and breaking them down into 5-pound bags.
Right. That's what it was.
That's where I started my food career. we worked together at the A&P grocery store together as teenagers, and we've been friends ever since. And he's come to every broadcast that we've done. And he brought us some photographs from the very first broadcast that we've done here. There are pictures of my mom and your dad.
Yes, there are.
Who we brought out here for several of the early broadcasts. That's when your dad was hitting on my mom. And we almost became stepbrothers.
Well, you know, there is a really good picture of us, seriously, the four of us. Your mother, my father, and you and I there together.
It's
nice picture.
It's a nice picture. They were both
We were told to be nice to each other.
Yeah, we were. that was the year. One of these years was the year that my mother made homemade Greek yogurt.
I'll never forget it. It was awesome.
You're applauding my mom's yogurt? You remember my mom's yogurt? She came. She said, well, I would never go to anybody's place without bringing something. And she brought yogurt for everybody. She made homemade yogurt with raspberry preserves or something on top of it and put them in little Dixie cups, remember?
Yeah.
And passed them out to everybody who showed up.
And explained the process on how she did it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, under the heating pad or something.
Yes. Yes. Her famous... crazy Greek yogurt recipe that we have. We have it online someplace because it's hilarious to listen to her explain how she made it. But Ray, that's Ray right over there, everybody who's
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you for the pictures and the video. He's giving me a little flash drive of some pictures. Shawnee, you know the way I taunt you with the blackmail photos that I have of you.
Here we go. Yeah.
From back in the day when we were younger and we would go to different restaurants. There may have been one night when we all got a little out of control, but photographs were taken of you at said
and
out of
you.
Control. And me.
And you.
But I have the photos, though, so nobody will ever see them. But I have your blackmail photos. Let me tell you something. If my friend Ray... if he had blackmail photos, he and I were way worse than you and I ever were. From
Ray, we'll talk after the show. Ray.
Yeah.
We'll talk after the show.
Fortunately, I don't think he has any pictures.
There you go.
Attaboy. Yeah. Attaboy. We have performances still to come. We're loaded with performances here today, including one from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which will be opening in February at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. So we're really going to get a preview performance of this fantastic musical. All when we come back from a break, stick around with us. We're live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Stick around with us till 1 o'clock.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if we'll have snow. Pour me a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, just say hello to the friends you know and everyone you meet.
And don't forget that if you come out to the store today, there is a Dean's discount, 15% off anything that you purchase here at Tree Time, and they have just tremendous selection. Doesn't it seem, you guys, like more stuff than we've seen in the past here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I got lost walking in.
Yep.
You know, couldn't find the broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Santa head. I've got my eye on the stuffed reindeer. It's like it's almost like actual size.
I think he talks to your face. I think you can throw him in.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have the reindeer say anything.
Yeah. Shut up,
get off my front porch. Something like that. There's amazing things here, large and small, that just will really make your holiday. Tree Time is 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And we hope you'll come out today or anytime between now and the holiday season. Have you been enjoying the performances that we've had this morning? We've had some really good ones here today. And I think you're going to equally enjoy this next one that we have. I was just telling our next guest that his musical, I think, is my favorite musical of all time. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I love the story. I love the songs. I love the upbeat and fun ones. I love the more serious ones. I mean, the show really kind of covers it all. And when you see it done with a full cast and the costumes and, of course, the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Isn't it ironic that the performer wore a gray outfit today? It's the most un-Technicolor you can get.
I have the Christmassy red as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. I should have worn my color.
And the show, his show doesn't open until next February.
Oh, so he doesn't get Technicolor until then?
Yeah.
I'm saving it.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't put that out early. You wait until the show opens for that. But it's Christopher Cale Jones who plays Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, everyone.
That's right.
Welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Dean. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so you're already in rehearsals now?
No, we actually start rehearsals in January. But this will be like my third show with his director, Amber Mack. It's a family-friendly performance. She tends to make beautiful, beautiful shows that you'll want to bring the whole family to come and see. So I know it's going to be incredible, even though we haven't started yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you have this kind of source material, right?
Yeah.
To start off with, what do you think the appeal is of this show? I mean, it's one of the most famous musicals of all
time.
Sure.
You know, I think you have the wonderful music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and he was one of the first people to kind of make a pop musical out of a story from the Bible. And when he did that, he kind of just brought to life this story of Joseph the Dreamer, someone that if you've been in Sunday school, you've heard the story a million times, and he just brought it to the stage and livened it up with incredible music. You've got the 12 brothers who are all various comic wits. We have some of the best talent in Chicago going to be playing those parts, and it's really going to be an incredible time.
Yeah, it should be terrific. He's going to perform one of the classic songs from the show in just a couple of minutes. Now, in addition to, you know, being prepared vocally, if I remember Joseph, physically you have to be in complete shape this as well. Aren't you running around in a diaper for much of the show?
This is a conversation that still needs to happen with the director. I'm not aware yet. I've played the part before, and yes, I was shirtless through a good deal of the show.
Yeah.
I have started working out quite religiously,
yeah.
So I don't know. I may be covered up. I may be seen. So imagine in your own eyes which one of those is more pleasurable to you.
Well, you know, Donny Osmond, who played Joseph for years, certainly here in Chicago. I think he played it in other cities around the world also. Famously said that he spent all those years running around on stage in a diaper.
Yes, he did.
Because he was shirtless and...
Is the dream coat heavy?
Good question. It depends on the production, but usually it's a pretty dramatic piece of clothing. So I think it will be. And in fairness, I do want to mention my good friend Devin DeSantis is actually playing Joseph in this production. I'm also helping out, and I'm going to be in the production as well. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention him. He's got an incredible voice. He couldn't be here today. I also have an okay voice, so hopefully this is going to be fine.
We heard you rehearsing. You have a pretty nice voice.
Well, thank you, Dean.
Also. Tell me about your own background. You went to Northwestern, right?
I did. Yeah, I was born and raised in Hawaii, so very similar here to Chicago, particularly around the winter.
Who goes from Hawaii and moves to Chicago?
Well, Northwestern is a pretty darn good school, so I was excited to go there. You know, I was one of these, you know, doe-eyed theater majors, and they have a ton of great theater here in Chicago. I was able to, straight from school, do shows at the Marriott Theater and Steppenwolf Theater and Goodman Theater and Chicago Shakespeare Theater. So because of that, I was able to kind of build up a wonderful resume, went to New York for a while, and now I'm back here in Chicago and couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and you've done shows at the Marriott, so you know... The setup there, it's in the round. Is that significantly different for a performer?
It is. You know, you get used to a proscenium stage where you have something like the Steppenwolf or the Paramount where the audience is on one side and you're on the other. But with the Marriott, they are all around you. So there's no hiding, which is something I love because you have to be on all the time. If people are behind you, they're seeing what you're doing. If they're in front of you, so you can't, like, turn around if you forget to do your zipper or something.
Right.
Someone will see it. So yep. You got to be prepared when you get on that stage.
Yeah, I've done that several times with our audience here today.
I heard that earlier.
And we're not even in the round.
No, we're not in the round, but they're getting angles of me that they have never seen before.
Well, they're already on Facebook.
That's right. What are you going to perform for us this morning, Chris?
So I'm going to be singing for you a song from the show called Close Every Door. This is kind of the midpoint of the show. Joseph, of course, had these big dreams that God gave him, and ever since he had these dreams, everything has gone wrong. His brothers hated him. They sold him into slavery. The person who owned him put him in prison, and now he's in prison wondering if these dreams will ever come true and wondering if indeed he should keep his faith in God.
One of the most beautiful songs from the show. Christopher Cale Jones, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, opening February 5th at the Marriott in Lincolnshire. Take it away.
Close every door to me. Hide all the world from me. Bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me. Hate me and laugh at me. Darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answer lies far from this world. Close every door to me. Keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find peace of mind, for I have been promised a land of my own. Just give me a number instead of my name. Forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter. I'm only one person. Destroy me completely, then throw me away. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or but I know the answers lie far from this world. Close every door to me. Keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for we know we shall find our own peace of mind, for we have been promised a land of our own.
Wow. How about that? Look at this. Standing ovation.
Standing ovulation.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you so much.
You know what? You need to be in this show.
I am in the show.
You need to be Joseph in this show.
You need
show.
To be wearing the diaper.
Once you hear my friend Devin, you'll be like, Chris was okay. But I am one of the brothers in the show, and I'm actually covering the part, so if Devin is ever off, I will be on in the role.
Don't we want to hear Chris in the lead in the show?
Listen, he's big and famous off doing concerts right now, which is the only reason he's not right here.
Well, you are here, and
thank
we
you,
are
Gene.
So
I
grateful.
That.
Wow,
you.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, February 5th through March 30th at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Cale Jones blowing us away here
thank
this
you
morning.
So much.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back with the news coming up next.
All right! We're in the final hour.
Man, the show has flown by, hasn't
it? My gosh. Everybody's eating.
Everyone there. You see the crowd is much more subdued now that the pizza
all three of them that are left.
Shwani, have you had pizza?
Not yet. Oh, have I had pizza? Sure I have had.
In your life?
I don't meet in
no,
your,
I've yeah, had
I meet in your
oh,
whole
I
life.
Pizza. I haven't had any today, though. I will shortly.
You know, normally, back in the heyday of broadcasting, they would take care of the people who are on the air first.
Now everybody has a show, so it doesn't matter.
Everyone's
has
got a podcast. They've got, right.
They're feeding the people that are on the air.
Yeah, imagine that, feeding the listeners before us. That's
there
all right.
Are people getting up and walking.
People are, you know, there's food to be had. Exactly.
It's fun watching people eat from here. It's a nice view.
One of the great things for all of our Tree Time shows that we've done is our friends at Lou Malnati's has provided a pizza lunch, really, for everybody. And that's what they're doing right now. So thank you to our friends at Lou Malnati's for that. You know, it's fantastic.
Oh, you could smell it suddenly. I just got a whiff.
Yeah. They've been supporters of this Tree Time Spectacular since it began. I just had somebody come up and share a memory with me of when your dad, Shwani, and my mom would come to these broadcasts, and your dad would hit on my mom.
They were this close to being brothers, everybody.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Imagine that. Imagine that if we were stepbrothers.
I can't imagine it.
Imagine what Christmas morning would be like then.
With your onesies on.
But the memory, somebody just came up and said that she sat with my mom during the first show that we did out here and, you know, shared recipes.
Your mom made yogurt.
My mom made yogurt for that first show for everybody. And she told the story of how she makes the yogurt. But how nice that people have such nice memories of our parents who are no longer with us.
That's absolutely
right.
But
yes. People say the same thing about your dad.
They sure do.
What a wonderful, warm and wonderful guy that he was.
I still hear things to this day. And people offering condolences.
Yeah.
You know, won't be long. It'll be 3 years. In fact, a gentleman who was here gave us the pictures. November 14th of 2021, a picture of Dad and all of us together. That's 4 months exactly just before he passed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was he? How old was he? 90?
He was a month from being 100.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
your
mom
was 97.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. So you know what that means. You WGN listeners, Shwani and I are going to be around
for a long
time. Oh,
But, you know, let's isn't that the great thing about
this? What if we're
this?
80 years old and still sitting here?
Oh, heaven.
What do you mean, in 10 minutes?
But isn't that the great thing about what we do on the station in general, not just us on Sunday mornings, but the interaction of the people that do the
and
programming
the
and work at the station,
yeah,
and the listeners. Yeah. No other station does.
It's a special relationship.
It certainly is.
Unlike you and I both, and even Jim, we've been at, you know, up and down the radio dial.
Yeah.
Although, you know, for me, I'm 31 years at WGN. I can't believe it.
Wow.
I can't believe that I've been at one station for that.
Yeah, it'll be 20 for me in February.
Yeah. That's a lot of hate mail for one guy to get in 31 years. But the
and he remembers every letter.
The interaction, the relationship that people have with us is quite spectacular.
It
even
is. It's very,
if
very
I'm
special.
If I'm at the grocery store or something, and you know somebody, I'm surprised how many people recognize my voice. If I'm at the grocery store, and it's like, yeah, I'd like paper bags, please. Oh, you're Dean.
Yeah,
you're Victory Auto Wreckers.
Yeah, you're the voice of Victory
Auto.
Oh,
you have the grocery cart covered up. What's inside your grocery cart there?
I haven't done that in a long time. I have to go back to doing that. The interaction and the relationship that people have with us is really quite
it
special.
It certainly is. It is indeed.
What's
Which
the number,
is evident right here.
Yeah. What's the number one question that people ask you?
What's Dean like? No.
I get that about you.
Yeah, no, what they ask...
You want to know what I tell them?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to know. But I do get questions like, you know, how long have you really known each other?
Right.
You know, and it is true. We've known each other since 1981.
Before this WGN.
This is way before WGN.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is the third station you and I have worked together on.
Right.
So I get that. And again, you know... are you guys really in different rooms because it sounds like we all are in the
right.
same room, that type of thing.
Do people ask you questions, Jim?
I'll tell you, I mean, I've been very excited and surprised, I mean, because it's been 10 years since I was on every day in the afternoon on WGN. I've been on the last 10 with you, but it's been since then. We were on from what? 2009 to 2014 in the afternoon with Gary Meyer, and people still remember things that I said. Particular things about the air conditioning that I don't turn on in the summer and the heat that I don't turn on in the winter and things like that. And they remember some things that I've done that I don't even remember doing.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow, that's right. I forgot that. And so it is a very unique relationship that WGN listeners, it's a part of their lives. It's not just something that they turn on. They actually listen and remember.
There's something very special about, always has been, when we were kids growing up and Wally and Bob and Roy Leonard.
Yeah.
You know, the old school, the OGs of WGN.
Sure.
When they were around, there still is something very special about WGN and always will be. Now, for example, if I came out into the audience right now with the microphone, would some of you have questions for us that you could ask us anything?
Anything.
Don't come running all at once.
Yeah, we're not going to do it right this second, but after the news, let's have a session of ask us anything. Does that sound good?
Yeah. That I'm up for it.
That sounds reasonable to me. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with our special broadcast from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, next on WGN.
Chicago's very own WGN.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Need health insurance? It's open enrollment for the Get Covered Illinois Marketplace. Our Get Covered Illinois navigators will help you enroll in a quality health plan, and you could qualify for financial help. 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Essential benefits cover prescription drugs, emergency care, health screenings, and more. Visit GetCoveredIllinois.gov to enroll in a plan by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st.
Searching for a financial partner that truly has your best interests at heart? Join KCT Credit Union, where they're more than just a bank. They're a not-for-profit financial cooperative. KCT members are owners, meaning profits go back to you in the form of lower loan rates, higher savings rates, and fewer fees. Experience personalized service that puts you first. Become a part of KCT, where your financial well-being is their top priority. Visit kctcu.org.
Each account insured up to $250,000. By members' choice, this institution is not federally insured.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Firefighters sound the alarm on lithium batteries.
We know that they cause explosions.
Understanding the danger.
You cannot stop that process.
Wednesday on WGN TV News at 9.
Are you thinking about a makeover for your kitchen cabinets, but concerned about the process and investment? Don't replace, reface with Redo Cabinets. You can reface your existing kitchen cabinets, giving them a fresh look with durable premium cabinet facings for way less money and in less time than it would take you to replace them. Quickly transform your dated kitchen without the hassle and stress of a full remodel with premium cabinet refacing. In just days, call the experienced design and installation team at Redo Cabinets today, 630-381-5583. You'll learn everything about refacing instead of replacing kitchen cabinets from their knowledgeable team. Raised panel doors, recessed panel doors, or flat panel. And they offer a selection of modifications to complement your new cabinet doors, like trash caddies or rollout drawers. Redo Cabinets, Chicagoland's premium cabinet refacing company. Call today and ask about their finance plans. Call 630-381-5583. That's 630-381-5583. Or visit RedoCabinets.com. Don't replace, reface with Redo Cabinets.
Dean Richards is broadcasting live from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. It's Dean's Sunday morning annual Treetime Holiday Spectacular with a special thank you to Pepper Park Coffee in Lake Barrington, Lou Malnati's Pizza, and Anderson's Candy Shop.
All right, we're back, everybody, at Treetime in Lake Barrington for our special show. And a thousand thanks for our friends at Canterbury Carolers for being with us again this year. You have a little something for us right now?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save a soul from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Jewry this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
All Aren't they great? Canterbury Carolers. People want to get more information, book you for their special events, gatherings for the holidays. What's the best way to do all that?
It's canterburycarolers.com, carolers with two L's.
Very nice, and thank you for once again for coming out.
Thank
Canterbury
you.
Carolers, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
In the,
Happy Thanksgiving.
In the spirit of that, Dean.
Happy Election Day.
Can I just do one thing that's become a tradition of the holiday spectacular
sure.
at Tree Time? Five gold outing.
Yeah. Jim was pushing for the full 12 days of Christmas.
He wouldn't do the song, but I had to do that.
I vetoed it. We've done it a million times, but okay, there you go. You got it in. It's part of our holiday tradition here at Tree Time. The folks at Tree Time are so kind to offer what they call the Dean's Discount, and that's 15% off while we're doing the show. So if you want to do some shopping here today, this is a good time to do it. Lori Kane is the owner and operator of Tree Time, and joining her is Cassie Nicholas. Thank you for having us out here and hosting us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming. We always love and have such a great time. You guys bring all the fun. So
is it Cassie St. Nicholas or just Nicholas?
St. Nicholas.
There you
for
go.
Sure. And Lori Candy Cane.
Lori Candy Cane.
Oh, yes.
We were born to do this. So
how do we not have Christmas names?
I know.
We need to get some Christmas names. Cassie is one of the, what would you call it, designers here?
Yes. We set up the showroom.
You set up the showroom, but you help people to maximize their holiday decorating, right?
Yes, it's all about you and getting you to bring away the magic. So we help teach you by lots of Instagram and Facebook videos that we do, how-to videos that are very simple and easy to follow.
Yeah, that's really changed a lot, Lori, hasn't it, over the past several years?
Yeah, we really, when we went to market and from talking to customers and listening to people, they would all kind of say, we love this, but we can't do it in our house. So we're like, we're going to make this our mission, and we try to put up design notes in the store and have our staff really well trained, and then they do a great job of just sharing their secrets, which quite frankly, not a lot of people do. So yeah. Cassie's very generous with her design tips.
We don't gatekeep.
Yeah, you tend to do the same thing every year, unless you get some good ideas from somebody like you.
Exactly.
So what are the latest trends? I mean, I definitely notice it every year when I come out here. There are different trends and different things that people are doing for their decorations and their trees and so forth.
Well, one thing that we've noticed, and it's just from a couple of videos that we've done on Instagram that kind of went viral, tree toppers, interesting tree toppers. Mm. Now, and you may have an angel or a star. We do a lot of different things on the top of our tree. This tree right over here with the candles on top of it, actually that's a metal stand that I zip tied in there that a friend of mine, Ken, invented that. So that's something that we actually sold out of when I did the video on it, but we had so many people interested in that. And other tips, questions that we get, how can I decorate my tree without getting up on a ladder? So we have a great tip for that. Pull your tree stand out, put it on your coffee table, then bring the top of your tree, put it in the tree stand. You can decorate the top of your tree and then put it on up on the tree. And we use zip ties.
That's genius.
Yes, there's lots of fun little tricks that we share with you. So if you follow us on social media, we tell you everything. If you're not on social media, we live back here, so you can come ask us anytime.
If people did want to check out your social media, though, what's the best way to do all that?
It's Tree Time Christmas Creations. It's a little green dot with a white swishy tree in it.
On both Instagram and Facebook, yes.
All right. What about the decorations for the tree themselves? I don't notice it as much this year, but for a while, ribbon was like the big thing, big thick ribbon around the trees.
Well, you might have to look. Almost all of the trees have ribbon in them, and lots of different ribbon
techniques.
I'm just
looking around. Maybe it's just the section that we're in right here. I don't see any.
Well, I usually have so many other things on the tree that you might not see the ribbon.
Oh,
but
okay.
We have simple ribbon techniques also that we put out there to help help if you're afraid to do bows, or that we teach you how to do it. It's very easy.
I see some bows that are sort of like tree toppers, which is very, that's very clever and very attractive also.
Yes. I think it's, depending on what you like, people like stars, they like ribbon, they like floral stems on top of the tree. It's very, all very personal.
What about lighting on the trees? I mean, do all the, are all the trees pre-lit now, or do, I mean...
No. Well, we have a lot of pre-lit trees, and people tend to like the pre-lit trees because they're easy. You just get them out of the box, and the lights are strung on them. But we also sell a lot of unlit trees. So sometimes people want to put their own lights on. And a lot of things we're doing with our trees, too, is if you want to update your tree, a real tree, a pre-lit tree, or even an unlit tree, we're adding specialty lights on top of the tree.
Hmm.
So, like, different, like, nostalgic C7, those big bulbs, you can just add them on top, the round bulbs, flashing. We have a lot of tricks to update the tree with by adding a string of fun lights. It's a quick, easy way to do it.
Yeah. If people want to get information, again, you mentioned the social media. But, you know, come out to Tree Time. It's 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. What are your hours for the holidays that people want to come up?
So during the month of November, during the week, we're open from 10 till 6, except on Thursdays. We've added a late night from 10 to 8, and that's during November. And then on weekends, we're open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5.
And the website address again is?
www.treetime.com.
All right. Lori Kane, Cassie St. Nicholas, thank you so much for having
us out here. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Ask Us Anything is coming up after a check of WGN News next. All right, we're back. The final stretch here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
This has gone by very fast.
Yes.
What's the earliest someone, like, who was the first in line today? What time?
8:15.
How much?
About 8:15.
Wow, 8:15.
Well, I got here about 8:15. I saw a long, there was like a long line of people then.
Yeah. It was probably earlier. So. Yeah.
I think you may have just lost track of time because you were so excited to see us all. Yeah,
I was here a little before 8, and there were people, you know, parking and starting to form the line.
You were here at what, 5?
Our engineers.
Oh, the engineers were here at 5.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm looking out here, and I see the same faces from when we first sat down. So thank you so much for staying for 4 hours.
A lot of people stuck around.
Nice.
Come for the show, stay for the pizza.
Right. My friend Jim and his wife from Dixon, Illinois.
Beautiful. Nice to have you out here. Who's from the farthest away? Shout it out if you think you're from pretty far away. From where?
Lake Barrington.
Lake Barrington. Lake
Barrington. Where are you from,
sir? I can't hear anybody. Indian Head Park. Wow, that's pretty far. Orland Park. You may be the winners. Yeah, you may be the winners here from the farthest away. I thought we would spend a little time. We don't get as much time because we have so many great performers here today. To spend some time talking with our audience. So I thought I'll go out into the audience, because I'm a man of the people that way.
In honor of the late Phil Donahue.
In honor of Phil Donahue.
Right.
Very appropriate.
Is the caller there?
There are so many people out here today.
Who has questions for us? Just to, you know, to talk. Stand up. Stand up and don't swear in this speech.
Do you ever hear from Tom Spelding?
Tom Spelding.
Skilling?
Tom Spelding was the weatherman in Iowa for 40 years.
I email with Tom Skilling pretty often. He's spending a lot of his time in Hawaii right now.
He was just in Chicago recently, I saw on Facebook.
He was, He's very active on his Facebook account. You know, doing different things.
Walking on the beach in Hawaii.
But he's, like, you know, for a meteorological person, exploring volcanoes and the climatological things that are going on in Hawaii, it's a dream come true. I put in an invitation if Tom was in town this weekend. I was trying to get him to come out here.
That would have been great.
But he's in Hawaii right now, so imagine that, picking Hawaii over Lake Barrington. How could that be? Stand up, please, and what's your name?
My name is Bernie.
From where?
Lake in the Hills.
Nice to have you here with us. What is your question?
I would like to know, what is the favorite part of your position? What do you like doing most?
What do I like doing the most?
You mean like TV, radio, reviewing?
Both. What I your like, responsibilities?
Well, I like radio and TV the same, and I'm not just saying that, but it's a different kind of storytelling. You know, it's a different kind of way of telling stories. On TV, things are quick and, you know, much more, I don't have as much time. We would never be able to talk to one guest for an hour on television. That would never happen. If you talk to somebody on TV for 6 minutes, that's a miracle.
Okay.
But here, you know, we can have somebody on and talk for an hour or so. So I like the two different ways of storytelling. I got to say, this cooking thing has taken off like wildfire for me. It's gangbusters. That started off just out of necessity during the pandemic because we couldn't get any guests to come on.
Well, I get your texts.
Well, good. I'm glad that you do. But I enjoy it. It's a lot of work, but I enjoy the cooking segment so much. So I don't know if I was going to say that something that I really super enjoy right at the moment. I love doing the cooking segments. I think it's a lot of fun. But I love everything else. I love all the A-listers that we talk to. I'm going to be in Los Angeles this coming week, and I'm going to interview the cast for the new movie Wicked. We've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming up very shortly. We've got Denzel Washington's two sons. One is acting in a new movie. The other directs the new movie. So we've got some really great A-list interviews, too. I'm lucky. And I get to work with Shawnee every week. I get to spend 4 quality hours with Shawnee every
Absolutely
week.
Quality time.
Yeah. What's your favorite part, Shawnee?
Well, my favorite part is the Sunday morning thing that we do. But everything I do in the newsroom at WGN is very, very enjoyable. I am so grateful that the far-flung forecast, which started out as just kind of a fun little thing to do,
right,
has caught on. But my very, very favorite part of this job is to get on the road and find an interesting place to report on,
yeah,
and tell stories about. And the fact that we can do it on WGN radio and on the web, I can't get enough of that.
Right.
And one of your traveling things, you won a Listiger Award for,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And let me just say, nobody does those kind of stories better than Dave Schwann.
Well, thank you,
Dave. He's a great storyteller.
Thank you very much. More to come. More to come.
I hate when I have to be nice to you. He's like my brother. Did somebody have their hand up over here? Yes, ma'am.
Your favorite cooking gadget.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on cooking gadgets.
You love a good cucumber.
You like peel imitation now. The amazing.
Just set it and forget it.
Peeler.
What's my favorite kitchen gadget? I'll tell you a gadget that I just saw demonstrated that I have to get, even though I already have 3 variations of it. It's a device to take corn kernels off of the cob.
Right.
It scrapes it off like butter. It comes off, and I have 2 or 3 different devices. And also, you could just use a regular old knife to do it. But this one device it looks like a little shovel, but the edges are sharp, and you peel it down the corn cob. Will you wait till summertime? I'm going to be making so many corn recipes. You're going to get sick of my corn recipes. Can it core apple?
Oh, it could core apple.
Oh, can it core apple? Mm.
Oh, it could core apple.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My name's Josephine, and I have a question for Elton Jim.
Yes.
When you're not in productions or you're not following Elton John, what else do you do?
Well, I'm also a freelance writer. I wrote several stories for the... for some newspapers and magazines, including the Ravinia. If you ever go to Ravinia, I write some stories for the Ravinia things. I'm trying to do as many plays as I can. I usually do 2 or 3 plays a year, so that's between the 2 months to 6 weeks of rehearsals. And then, like, for instance, this last show was 2 months, 36 shows, 5 days a week. So it keeps you pretty busy.
I have a question for Elton, Jim. Also, who do you like better, me or Schwani?
Wow. Better?
Yeah.
That's a tough standard. Well, let's see.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. I like you both because you've both been very welcoming to me, and I appreciate it. Dean has saved my whatever is left of my radio career for the last 9 years, and I appreciate it. And Schwani, I always enjoy interacting with you and having fun with you. So I just love coming to this remote as well as filling in for Dean whenever he's off gallivanting, and as well as being asked on the show. I've always loved radio. It's what I wanted to do as a kid, so this has been quite a thrill.
All right. We're going to have more questions. Do we have more questions? Do people, other people? Okay, good. We're going to take a break.
The guy with a sword I'd be worried about right there.
Yeah, there is actually a guy with a cape and a sword. I'm not sure what that's about.
But they're playing you off again, Dean.
And apparently I'm at the Oscars and I've talked too long. We'll be back with more from Tree Time after this.
Hi, Scott Olson here. Fall is still a great time to replace your windows and doors. Locally and family owned, Olson Windows is a Lindsay Diamond certified contractor. We have the perfect Lindsay windows to fit any job. Double hung casement, bay or bow windows. Olson Windows has them all in any size, shape, interior, or exterior color. Get a free estimate at olsonwindows.com. Your one-stop shop for quality windows, siding, and roofing. Visit olsonwindows.com today.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My entire family's obsessed with all things Wicked, but my kids can't stop watching the trailer, and now they're having a Wicked-themed sleepover. Do you think our internet can handle all of the streaming and memeing going on?
Well, we've engineered our Xfinity gateways to handle hundreds of devices at once, so they can all stay magically connected.
Wow. Are you a wizard?
I wish. No, just someone that won't let a bad connection burst your internet bubble.
Now through December 22nd, get Thrillify and Leap Fast 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com to switch today. Keep the magic going from your screen to the big screen. And see Wicked, only in theaters November 22nd. Restrictions apply. Requires prepaid plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month for internet service and $15 for Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
Feel that hint of fabulous in the air? Things are changing in Chicago's Southland. And that change is coming soon in the form of the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. It's where you'll be able to be the most fabulous version of yourself, no matter who you are or what that means to you. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for. Is coming this fall. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your home reflects who you are when it comes to its appearance. You only want the very best for over 30 years. Calumet Painting and Restoration has been specializing in making residential homes like yours look absolutely perfect, both inside and out. Their staff of professional experts have the knowledge and skill to get any job done quickly and efficiently. Visit CalumetPainting.com for before and after photos of happy customers' homes and see for yourself. Call today for a free estimate, 708-474-7509. 708-474-7509. And our final segment here at Tree Time Christmas Creations, our live broadcast from Lake Barrington. And it's audience question time. You can call us up on the show to talk to us, or we can come out to you here in the audience, which is where I am right now. Do you have a question? Stand up, please.
I'm Betty from Downers Grove.
Betty from Downers Grove, she said. And what's your question?
Have you ever thought about writing a cookbook?
People have asked me about writing a cookbook. People don't know how lazy I am. Yeah, maybe one of these days we'll do it.
He won't even write an email.
All right. It's a lot of work to put all that together. But, yeah, maybe one of these days. But, you know, all of the recipes are online. So you can see the recipes online. It's free. You get videos. You can actually, you know, see me cooking the certain things that I do on the TV show.
Well, Dean, then just cut and paste and write the damn book.
Just go to the internet and get the recipes. They're already there. Plus, you have the advantage of when things go wrong, you get to see me cut myself. I set all the hair on this arm on fire once. You know, so there's, you know, come for the recipes, but stay for the adventure.
But the cover would be so cool to see Dean with like a big platter of like a big turkey, you know, sitting in a kitchen. I'd love to see that book cover.
Okay. I'll take a picture like that and send it to you. Who has questions for us?
The guy with the sword. He's going to hit you.
The guy with the sword scares me a little bit. All right. Now, you have a furry cape on. Yes. You have a sword with Christmas lights on it. You were telling me earlier that this was for a Game of Thrones Halloween costume that you had, right?
Yeah. I'm here as Lord Michael of Lake Barrington, wishing everybody a happy holiday.
Yeah, this is scaring me already. Did you have a question, or was that?
I was going to ask you what your favorite cut of meat was, but I wanted to ask you what your favorite interview was, because I know it was not Mel Gibson.
Well, yeah. Mel Gibson and I had a little skirmish.
Blast from the past.
This was like 12 years ago now, a long time ago. That I asked him a challenging question that he didn't care for, and he called me a name that you shouldn't say on live television.
Or any television.
Or really in polite company. But I've interviewed him since then a couple of times. All is well. Mel and I are like bread and butter.
He's coming over for Christmas.
He's coming over. Let's bring him out from behind the blue. Here he is behind the blue spruces right now. Let's bring him out. Yeah, so that's perfectly good.
What was your favorite interview?
My favorite interview, always the local people, I think. Love me a Bonnie Hunt.
Oh.
I love Bonnie Hunt. Tom Hanks, can't go wrong. I hope he doesn't hear that I gave his new movie a bad review this weekend.
Oh, Here?
It's not that good. The new movie is called Here, yeah. And unfortunately, it's not that great.
How about Tom Spilding?
No? Tom Spilding is... No. One of my favorites. Okay, let me scoot over to the other end of the room here. As we had a bunch of... You had your hand up a couple of times. What's your name?
Mike from Streamwood.
Mike from Streamwood?
Look at that guy's hair. Wouldn't you love to have that guy's hair?
He does have a good head of hair.
That's a nice...
Almost 71. So
man,
held
for
on
someone who has to buy it, man, I'll tell you.
Jim pays quite a bit of money for his...
Yeah, I'll tell you,
what do
man.
You call it? Hair system?
Yeah, it's a system.
A system, yeah. What's your question?
This is for all three of you. A special moment... In your careers, when you were on the air, that made you think, this is why I do this.
Swanee, why don't you start?
Oh, wow. I would have to say it was interviewing two very well-known people, one of them being Barack Obama.
Wow.
Long before he
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah. Long before he was, you know, in the national spotlight and...
he was
and
state senator then, right?
State senator. Yeah. Just did some interviews with him on the phone. The other person is the great Captain Jim Lovell. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my life.
The astronaut.
46
right?
years of doing this, when I was standing face to face with him, and he just walked over and put out his hand and said, "Hi, I'm Jim Lovell." And I'm going, "Oh." You know, having remembered seeing, you know, Apollo 8 go around the moon and them reading from the Bible at Christmas Eve, and then, of course, Apollo 13. Now I'm talking to the real man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just two examples of many reasons why I do this.
You know what I would
Good
have...
question,
if I, I don't know that I've ever interviewed James Lovell, but if I did, it would sound like this. Captain Lovell, what kind of food did you eat when you were in outer space?
What did you want to do growing up?
All right. Yeah. How about you?
Jim,
do you have any?
Yeah, when I was on with Gary early on in our stint, the late Harold Ramis came on as a guest, and I was sitting next to him, and I said something, and he turned and laughed. And I said, wow, I made Harold Ramis laugh.
Yep.
And I felt I felt like I belonged when I made Harold Ramis laugh. Who I, you know, he wrote Ghostbusters and Animal House, and I felt, wow, if I made Harold Ramis laugh, I think that
let me tell you my Harold Ramis story. I forget what movie it was, but I hated it. I didn't like it.
Was it 10,000 BC?
It might have been. I don't remember, but I was reviewing his movie on television, and I had forgotten that he was on the show that morning.
Oh.
I'm trashing his new movie. I am ripping through it. And he is literally standing 5 feet away from me while I'm doing it. I didn't realize it until I sort of looked up and it was like, oh, this is a little awkward. And I finished it, and he was going to be the guest right after that. So he, like, walks past me and just looks at me and goes, ouch.
Oh.
And I said, feel free to tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh.
And the next segment, you know, he and I had a little debate about it. It turned out to be fantastic. But let me answer your original question of most gratifying moments. When we did those breast cancer specials for like 20 years on WGN Radio, and I would get email responses or letters back in the old days of people saying, I didn't know that I might be at risk. I heard your show. I went and got checked. And I did have breast cancer, and now it's being treated. There is nothing more gratifying than that, to know that you tangibly helped somebody like that. So that was my moment. Yeah.
Well, geez, Dean, now you made my Harold Ramis story sound pretty stupid.
Yeah. Do we need to take a break right now, or do we have to wrap it up? Okay. So we're going to say thank you to everybody who came out, the whole staff, the whole crew, Marlene Wells, Bill Murdoch, Jack Heinrich, everybody. Eddie Carosa, the baby doll.
Hey,
the baby doll. That was your dad's band. The Boys from Illinois band. Thank you, everybody, and all of you out here in the audience and listening today. We really appreciate you being out here today. Thanks so much for listening, and let's get caught up with news.